This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a five-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia today. The Prime Minister will undertake a visit to Ghana from today till tomorrow on the first leg of his five-nation tour. This will be his first ever bilateral visit to Ghana, and the Prime Minister Modi will meet President of Ghana, John Dramani Mahama, to review their strong bilateral partnership. In the second leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will pay an official visit to Trinidad and Tobago from Thursday to Friday. During the visit, Mr. Modi will hold talks with the President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangulu, and Prime Minister Kamala Persad de Cesar. The third leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Argentina from 4th to 5th July. The fourth leg of his visit, he will travel to Brazil from 5th to 8th July to attend the 17th BRICS Summit 2025, followed by a state visit. This will be Prime Minister's fourth visit to Brazil. The 17th BRICS Leaders Summit will be held in Rio de Janeiro. Union Cabinet approved around 1 lakh crore rupees employment-linked incentive scheme to boost employment generation in the country. Briefing media about the Cabinet decisions in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the scheme is aimed at incentivizing the creation of over 3.5 crore jobs in the country over a period of 2 years. Out of these, 1.92 crore beneficiaries will be first-timers entering the workforce.
फर्स्ट टाइमर्स के लिए एक महीने की सैलरी के बराबर सब्सिडी अप टू अ लिमिट ऑफ मैक्सिमम 15,000 रुपीस ये दी जाएगी, जो कि दो इंस्टॉलमेंट्स में होगी, 6 महीने और 12 महीने के बाद में दी जाएगी। इससे एम्प्लॉयर्स को, कंपनीज को, दे विल बी एनकरेज टू हायर द फर्स्ट टाइम। दूसरा इसका पार्ट है, जो सस्टेन्ड एम्प्लॉयमेंट देते हैं 2 साल के लिए, एवरी मंथ 3,000 रुपीज पर मंथ पर एम्प्लॉय, ये एक सपोर्ट मिलेगा। और जो मैन्युफैक्चरिंग इंडस्ट्रीज हैं, उसमें यही सपोर्ट 4 साल के लिए मिलेगा।
The Cabinet has also approved the National Sports Policy 2025 aimed at transforming the country's sporting landscape and encouraging greater public participation in sports. Cabinet has also cleared the Research, Development and Innovation Scheme with a corpus of 1 lakh crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnaw stated that the Union Cabinet has also given its note for the construction of 4-lane Parmakudi Ramanathapuram section in Tamil Nadu with a cost of 1,853 crore rupees. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the 3 new criminal laws introduced under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi will make the judicial process not only affordable, accessible and approachable, but also simple, consistent and transparent. The new laws are Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam. Mr. Shah stated this while addressing a program in New Delhi to mark the successful completion of 1 year of the new criminal laws. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has stressed the world must display zero tolerance towards terrorism and victims and perpetrators must never be equated. He said India has every right to defend its people against terrorism and the country will exercise that right. The minister was speaking at the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India reserves the right to respond and defend against terrorism and preempt, as well as deter any further cross-border attacks. During a telephonic conversation with the U.S. Secretary of Defence, Pete Hicks said the Defence Minister said, India's actions were measured, non-escalatory, proportionate and focused on disabling terrorist infrastructure during the Operation Sindoor. Indian Air Force Group Captain Shivansh Shukla, the first Indian aboard the International Space Station, is leading a groundbreaking experiment to decode the muscle loss in space. Part of Exim Space's AX4 mission, Shukla is studying muscle stem cell cultures in the ISS's Kibo module to find supplements that may prevent muscle atrophy. The research has vital implications for astronauts on long missions and patients with muscle loss on Earth. Shukla also contributed some other studies representing India in a global mission, conducting 60 experiments across 31 countries. In women's T20 cricket, India defeated England by 24 runs at County Ground, Bristol last night in the second of the five-match test series. Put into bat, women in blue scored 181 runs for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. For visitors, Amanjot Kaur scored unbeaten 63 runs in 40 balls and then was declared the player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.